for a while.
Blog Talk Radio.
Cool. Like this. What up, what up, what up, what up? We're broadcasting live, man. We are at Tech Ground Tour, and it's called
Tim's Espresso Coffee House.
Yeah, this is the man of the hour right here, man, of the day right here, man. This is where we're broadcasting inside of the Regular Dice Auto Group here, man. And we're on the address is 1215 Avenue J, man. And I'm standing here right here with Reggie. We're about to go live on Facebook too as well
already.
So as soon as we get that in, and then we're going to go ahead and so we can just introduce you one time.
There we go. There we go.
Give a shout out to the positive people out there doing positive things, man, for everybody out there that's listening.
What up, people?
Three, two, and one. Yes. Standing right here in front of me, man, I do have Reggie.
Reggie?
Yo.
Ain't that off of us.
Reggie.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, we're broadcasting live, man. Tech Ground Floor. Man. I just got to say 1215 Avenue J. And also, tell me something good. Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the NBA Finals.
Okay.
And as well as the 18th annual Fishing Derby.
It's 100 Black Men in West Texas Fishing Derby.
Yes, man. Hey, go ahead and tell them a little bit about that real quick.
Well, man, you know, this is something that we've done for the past 19 years.
Yes.
Just for the community. It's something that we give back to the community. And it's the three F's. It's family, fun, and free. And so you can't beat that. Family, fun, and free, man. We dump fish down in May Simmons Park. We net them off. We net them off so they won't, you know, so they won't get away. And then we give young men, young women, families fishing poles. Fishing poles,
okay,
they go out and fish.
Fishing
Now we do have a limited amount of fishing poles. We can't.
Get there
early. The event starts at 7 a.m. and we will probably end around 1 or 2 because we know it's going to be kind of hot. It's supposed to be 100 plus degrees outside tomorrow.
Okay.
Because it's going to be Saturday morning. We already getting stuff ready. I was down there at 5:30, 6 o'clock this morning, putting down the nets for the fish. And so we ready for the community to come out and get it done, you know.
Yeah, man. So where y'all get the fish from?
From a guy named Mr. Fish. It sounds crazy, but it's a guy named Mr. Fish, man. He comes in from out of town and brings in the fish and dumps them in May Simmons Pool.
Okay.
I'm about to say pool, but May Simmons Lake.
Yeah. Don't dump
them
in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole lot of fish fry.
That's a whole bunch of cats.
Oh, man, it's cats. It's all fun.
It's all
carp, cat, everything.
Okay, man. Shout out to the 100 Black Men. And you say you guys been doing it for about 18, 19 years.
But,
what do you guys want to start that up?
Well, it was something that we wanted to do to give back to the community. Something to show how much we appreciate the community and to give people an idea of what it is that we do. Because one of our mottos is what they see is what they'll be.
Mm.
You know, so we want to see young men, young families, just to come out and get the kids away from the PlayStations and the Xboxes and some of that for a little while and just have some good, clean fun for the community.
Yeah, especially fishing is one of those things that I think a lot of people kind of take for granted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know stuff going on with North Korea nowadays. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Majority of our people, sometimes we kind of get away of what what our ancestors, our grandparents taught us, which is fishing.
Which is fishing.
You know what I'm saying? And some people hunt and things. But fishing is one of those things that, you know, you can say, I mean, I was struggling trying to buy some groceries last week. And I was like, well, hey, baby, I can go fishing. You know, I fish right out the water. I got a knife there. We can go.
Hey, we cut them up. We can cut them up and keep it going.
Yeah,
that's why it's going to be a whole lot of fish fried.
Come
here. Yeah, MLK.
Y'all
can
keep driving now. Y'all be trying to talk about, hey, say,
bring it back.
We're going to make it happen, man. But we just want to say thank you to the community. This is our thank you to the community that we serve, you know, and how much we appreciate the people that we are able to serve in the community. So.
Yes, man. And with that being said, how many fish have you actually caught? Now, so do you fish?
No, I tutor.
Yeah.
But I haven't. I mean, honestly, man, when I was younger, like like you were talking about your grandparents. My granddad used to take us, you know, take us fishing. But, man, when you get older, you know, fishing, fishing is a good thing. Fishing is great. It's relaxing,
relaxing.
You get out there with your family and just have a lot of fun, you know, you get to chill. Relax, man. You're not in front of the TV.
Yeah.
You know, you get in, you get to talk.
Yeah.
You're not texting.
You get to, I like to say coming to Jesus moment.
That's real talk. The truth is, you might learn something about your kid you never knew about.
That is true.
Just by conversation.
Just by simply
having a conversation, man. You know, you're not, like I said, you're not doing this.
Yeah.
You know, you're not doing this. You're not
there in nature and all that.
Yeah.
So let people know something a little bit about you, man. So what is it that you do?
Tech University. First of all, I'm the president of the 100 Black Men in West Texas.
Okay.
And also, I work with Texas Tech University with the College of Education.
Hey, y'all see how he switched up real quick? He got serious real quick. Actually,
You got changed up, man. You know, the inside and outside voice.
But no, that's what's up. You're president of 100 Black Men.
And then, like I said, I work with the College of Education. Right now, I am running a program called East Lubbock Resident Owned Business Initiative. It is a 5-week career apprenticeship program that we're trying to get young men and young women not only into jobs but into careers in the trade field, such as HVAC, plumbing, and electrical.
Okay, and that's something that kind of like fishing too as well.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's something that's like everybody needs. You know what I'm saying? No matter if you're a doctor or a lawyer, you need your electrical.
You need electrical. You need a plumber.
You need a plumber.
You know, you need people to fix your AC, especially with this 110-degree weather.
Yeah, what's happening here in the
LBJ,
man?
It's that dry heat, man.
Yeah.
But that's real talk, man. And it's folks, the truth be told, everybody's not ready for college.
Right.
Everybody don't want to go to college. You know, it's not for everybody. So what are we going to do with those young men and women that don't want to go to college but want to start a career?
Right.
This is an excellent way to get into a career and to make great money. These guys make great money. You have to have a high school diploma or a GED, you know, to get in. But we have great partnerships, man, with a lot of people in the town, like Tyner Construction. Shout out to Tyner Construction. Shout out to Bruce Storton Heating and Air. Shout out to St. Thompson and Claire. Shout out to DK and Hunt. I hope that I'm not missing anybody. Larson Electric. You know, Rager Dykes is one of our sponsors. You know, and so it's just great. The community has been behind it. You know, community has been behind it. A lot of support from the city. A lot of support from the city. So we're just now getting started. You know, we're about to have our pilot program here within the next couple of weeks. And so we're just excited. I'm excited about getting this on the way and getting people into jobs. Getting people into careers, not just jobs. You get a job anywhere.
We're trying
to get a career.
You sleep different at night when you got a career.
You get a career.
You know what I'm saying?
Another thing, Pete, that makes this so important, when you talk to people in the field such as HVAC, plumbing, and electrical, most of the time they're learning it from their grandfather, from their dad. They're learning it from somebody in their family that has done the trade. And so this could be a generational thing, man. We could change generations by getting these young women involved in these trades, because their son is going to see them plumbing. Their son is going to see them working, being an electrician. That might be something they want to pick up. And you can start your own business.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, of course, it's going to take a little time to get your accreditations and from a service worker to apprentice, to a master plumber, master electrician. But it's an opportunity to start your own business, you know, opportunity to really make a pathway for your family and start a new thing.
Yes, and what people call it empires. Yes, I'm going to start an empire, man. That was lit.
Yeah.
That was litty.
Is that what it is?
But I think that's so true. And I think sometimes within our community, we kind of look down upon some of that stuff because, oh, you're not going to college, I'm going to start my own business.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, what you going to do? Plumbing, bro?
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
But only if they see some of them paychecks that come through. You know?
Yeah.
I've heard the stories of some of these young 35, 40-year-old men making $90,000, $100,000 a year. You know? But, yeah. But people have this conception that you got to have on a suit and tie.
Right.
Or be behind a desk.
right.
make a lot of money.
Right.
That's not true. It's not true. Perception is not reality.
I know that's right. And if that was the case, we would love for LeBron James. Well, I know I would. LeBron James to go ahead and win that NBA Finals, man. But who you rock? You look like you like the boys.
Oh, why? Because I'm not light skinned. I'm somewhat light skinned. No, actually, man, I'm a diehard Spurs. I love my Spurs. But with that being said, I would love for LeBron to pull this out. I'm an underdog. I like to pull for the underdog, man.
Okay.
And I wanna see them boys pull it out. And listen, LeBron is the best thing going. They always got these arguments. They want to compare Jordan,
mm-hmm.
LeBron, Kobe, LeBron, or whatever it may be. Let that man be great. Let Kobe be great. Let Jordan be great. Why can't they all be great? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know everybody got to start up their conversation.
They do.
He's like, well, he ain't better than Jordan, though.
You know what it is? It's barbershop talk.
Yes, it is. But you know who LeBron James is, though? LeBron James is actually that dude from the hood that you knew was going to go to the league, and he made it.
Yeah, and he made it. Yeah. Some people, it's just that guy. God has gifted them with that ability. Kobe.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to be a tradesman. He was going to be a basketball player, Tiger. He's going to be a golf. That's what God put them on earth to do. LeBron, to play basketball. I mean, that's what they were going to do. They weren't going to be good at nothing else.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth. They weren't going to be good at nothing else. People are put on this earth for particular reasons.
Yeah.
And those guys are put on this earth for particular reasons. And that's to entertain and to be professional basketball players.
Yes, man. You know? So you're going for the president right there of the 100 Black Man Club, going for the Cavaliers. And tell them where they can meet you at again for the event.
Meet us down at May Simmons Park. May Simmons Park, right off MLK, the prettiest spot in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
Meet us there at 7 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yes.
We'll be out there maybe till 1 or 2 or till whenever you want to leave. But I'm telling you, it's going to be hot. But we will be serving free hot dogs as well.
Yeah, free hot dogs.
Yeah.
And you guys are providing fishing poles as well, right?
Yeah, limited amount.
Limited
so you might want to bring you.
Yeah,
get there early.
Rock Everything Live, man, and we have the owner right here, too. Go ahead and tell me, bro.
How y'all doing? Thank y'all for coming out here, man. I come check this out. I got some good, great stuff. It's all drink, hot drink.
I'm on one right now.
Lemonade. 12:15 after you do it. We're inside the regular ice building, the headquarters, right here on the corner, man. Next to the Italian garden set. Yeah, come check us out, man. Black dog, fancy old school calls out here.
Nice.
Come take some pictures, come sit down, relax. Already about to get into this lemonade, man.
I'm already on it.
Yeah, buddy. I'll pass them off, man. Tell me something good Tuesday. So every day with Pity Pete.
There it is. Just like that.
And it's going to be on the beat at 5:30. 5:30, I'm going to chop it up.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Did you do live Facebook Live?
Yeah. It was just Facebook Live right there.
Hey, man. I was trying to save a little bit of it.
It was good for the interview.
Yeah.
Halfway gone.
Man, that's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I was wanting to take a drink of mine while the interview was gone.
Yeah,
I was looking. I was like,
Y'all going to be on mine.
Mm-hmm. And it's a 100.
100 Black Men in West Texas. Yeah. You need to come out, talk about joining, man.
Yeah. I talked to a guy that came here. He's out of his mind. He's a young guy. He graduated college.
He's all part of the collegiate, 100 collegiate. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have a collegiate group.
Yeah, I really do. I need some of y'all people.
Yeah, we meet every third Monday.
Every third Monday.
I get the information.
I'm in the job too.
Yeah, I mean, but you know your hours.
Oh yeah, Ma.
Your hours, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you can join, you know, but your contribution would be what you do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the media aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? The PR.
The PR does. Yeah,
I'm doing that at all.
And Oh, yeah, man. September. You know, I have my word on the street laws, man. I ain't got nowhere to do with that.
Okay.
September, what day?
I have to look at my email to see which one.
But honestly, and I was going to see if you wanted to perform, because I'm having a little community event July 17th.
It's on a Sunday. Because, man, I like that Grind and Don't Stop.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Yeah, that's good. Who is the girl?
No.
Vima.
He was the one that shot us off.
Really?
Tim's
Coffee Shop, right?
Tim's Espresso Coffee House.
Right.
That right there.
Yeah, man, what was that about, though? What did he?
Yeah, he was trying to fight somebody. And the dude didn't want to fight him. He tried to get that. He tried to run. D-Mock, stupid. Started shooting his blood. I mean, shooting at this mom.
Right there by Foot Action.
And then your mom's been somewhere else with me and him, his mom and his dad. The one that owned Lee's Cafe.
Lee's Cafe.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's her son.
That's her. Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's the food if you're good.
It is.
Telling me that.
Yeah, man, he got it every full. Big full, dog. They give you a good portion. You know what I'm saying? That's not an old school, didn't a good portion.
I was. Hey, you trying to go through on your
snap,
too.
I see. See how you'll call me out?